United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres opened the 80th session of the UN's General Assembly, urging multilateralism and global cooperation to uplift human life. This in the face of multiple wars, starvation, and climate catastrophes.
When for every dollar invested to support our core work to build peace, the world spends $750 on weapons of war. This is not only unsustainable, it is indefensible. In this moment of crisis, the United Nations has never been more essential. The world needs our unique legitimacy, our convening power, our vision to unite nations to bridge divides and confront the challenges before us.
Your countries are going to hell.
President Donald Trump took center stage and shared a different vision during his display of diplomacy at the UN, carrying the MAGA message to world leaders.
You need strong borders and traditional energy sources if you are going to be great again.
He blamed the UN for ruining nations in its support of refugees and immigrants in this thinly veiled xenophobic language.
Your countries are being ruined. The United Nations is funding an assault on Western countries and their borders. In 2024, the UN budgeted $372 million in cash assistance to support an estimated 624,000 migrants journeying into the United States.
He called climate change,
it's the greatest con job ever perpetrated on the world.
Then assailed United Nations scientific experts on climate change who make predictions, saying some nations would be wiped off the map by now. But that's not happening.
They were made by stupid people that have cost their countries fortunes and given those same countries no chance for success. If you don't get away from this green scam, your country is going to fail.
The contrast, the divide, couldn't be broader. Secretary General Guterres called fossil fuels a losing battle and urged nations to scale up funding for those least responsible for the climate crisis, but suffering the most from its impacts. He noted the rise in renewables as a solution to climate catastrophes.
Last year, almost all new power capacity came from renewables, and the investment is surging. Renewables are the cheapest and fastest source of new power. They create jobs, drive growth, shield economies from volatile oil and gas markets, connect the unconnected, and can free us from the tyranny of fossil fuels.
And he urged a scale-up and investments in renewables. Whereas President Trump promoted his slogan, Drill, Baby, Drill, and assailed the Paris Climate Accord, he further questioned the efficacy of the United Nations, saying he alone negotiated 7 peace deals.
I ended 7 wars, dealt with the leaders of each and every one of these countries, and never even received a phone call from the United Nations offering to help in finalizing the deal. All I got from the United Nations was an escalator that on the way up stopped right in the middle.
But media reports say that's an exaggeration. Most of the deals didn't end fighting or tensions between the countries on Trump's list, including Congo and Rwanda, Azerbaijan and Armenia. India says it struck a peace deal with Pakistan on its own, and tensions still long simmered with no changes in Kosovo. Trump then hailed his bombing of Iran, obliterating its nuclear facilities, as part of his peace diplomacy that ended fighting between Iran in Israel.
There is no more serious danger to our planet today than the most powerful and destructive weapons ever devised by man, of which the United States, as you know, has many. Just as I did in my first term, I've made containing these threats a top priority, starting with the nation of Iran.
He then took aim at Venezuela.
To destroy Venezuelan terrorists and trafficking networks led by Nicolas Maduro. To every terrorist thug smuggling poisonous drugs into the United States of America, please be warned that we will blow you out of existence. That's what we're doing. We have no choice.
And he assailed the more than 150 nations that have recognized Palestine as a state, including allies who made the recent announcement to do so, France, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, and Portugal. Trump said it was a hindrance to peace and urged the world not to forget Hamas's October 7th massacre in southern Israel in 2023. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.